Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
X minus one.
Tonight's story, The Parade. By George Lefferts.
You are Mr. Sid Ryan?
The same.
My name is Lucia. I'm a Martian.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. What was that again?
A Martian.
A Martian, eh? As in Orson Welles?
Precisely.
I'm a Rotarian myself. Sit down.
Thank you.
And now that we've had our little joke, Mr. Lucia, what can Publicity Associates do for you?
It has been my observation that advertising and publicity are the very backbone of earthly civilization.
Spoken like a true Martian, Mr. Lucia. Now, if you'll tell me the name of the client.
The client, of course, will be the Martians.
You don't give up, do you?
Give up?
The gag, I mean. Oliver.
Oh, yes, Mr. Ryan?
This is Mr. Lucia.
How do you do,
Mr. Lucia claims to be a Martian. Take him outside, will you, Oliver? Get the name of the sanatorium he escaped from and tell them to bring the butterfly net.
Wait, sir. I'm happy to see, Mr. Ryan, that my telling you I'm a Martian has approximately the effect I supposed it would have. I believe we can do business. I have here a cash retainer of $5,000.
Sit down, Mr. Lucia. Oliver, get the client a cigar.
Yes, sir.
No. The other box.
Thank you, no.
What can I do for you, sir?
I wish you to manage a publicity campaign. A very large. A very important campaign.
Is the product established, or is it something brand new?
Oh, something quite new. Now, what would you judge to be the most effective type of campaign?
Well, if the client has a lot of dough to throw around, a suspense campaign is best. First, you place ads in the paper saying, watch this space. Mm. Then, about a week later, you run an ad saying XYZ or PDQ, and you get people guessing what it means. Mm. Then, finally, when you've teased them enough, you bust loose and unveil the product.
Excellent. Very well, sir. We shall conduct a suspense campaign.
Of course, in this kind of campaign, secrecy is very important. Once the name of the product leaks out, it spreads like wildfire and the whole campaign is kerfloppo.
Yes, quite so. Utmost secrecy.
That's right. You realize, of course, these things cost like crazy.
Would, say, $1 million cover the expense?
Come again?
I said, would $1 million cover it?
Yes, I imagine. You did say $1 million.
I understood that you had handled some very large accounts. Of course, if this is too big...
Oh, not at all. As a matter of fact, I seldom touch anything less. Right, Oliver?
Huh? Oh, of course. That's right, Mr. Ryan. Absolutely right.
Good. You will begin, then, by saturating the newspapers, the radio, streetcars, with a very simple statement.
What's that?
I shall write it for you.
The Martians are coming. Say, that's not a bad teaser. Got that, Oliver?
Yes, sir.
The next ad will read, June 1st is Martian Day.
June 1st is Martian Day.
What happens on June 1st?
The parade takes place.
What parade?
I wish you to arrange a parade up Fifth Avenue.
You mean like the Macy parade?
Exactly. Except that the theme will be the world of tomorrow. The Martian world. My client would like it to be a gay affair. Balloons, clowns, pennants, pretty drum majorettes.
Hey, that sounds terrific. I might be able to interest the department stores in a tie-in.
Fine. The parade will climax the campaign. On June 1st, the product will be unveiled.
Good enough. By the way, Mr. Lucia, just what is the product? What are we selling?
Oh, no, Mr. Ryan. Secrecy, remember.
Oh, but after
all... All will be revealed to you in good time, Mr. Ryan. Moment, better say, we are selling a concept.
A concept?
Precisely. Concept of invasion from Mars.
Benny Marcus, please.
This is Benny.
Benny, this is Sid Ryan over at Publicity Associates. Listen, Benny, how you fixed for midgets?
I got midgets.
Fine. I need 40 midgets for a parade. 40. June 1st. And listen, Benny, I want them dressed in little spacesuits.
What?
You know, like men from Mars, okay?
Midgets.
And I want some movie extras, maybe 50 of them. Also rigged up like men from Mars. Make them look gruesome. Got that?
Gruesome.
Also, I need some horses with pretty girls on top of them. Maybe you can get that bunch from Maroney's Traveling Circus, the ones we booked for the Fireman's Parade in Albany last year.
Oh, that's right, sir.
And never mind the expense. Just get me the talent, okay? I gotta hang up now. Call me back, Benny. How you doing, Oliver?
Oh, fine, Mr. Ryan. Just fine. We got full-page ads in all the dailies and 10-second spot announcements on every local station, but it's costing a fortune.
The more it costs, the bigger our percentage. Spend like you are going to the electric chair, Oliver.
Yes, sir. How are you making out on the parade?
If it comes off, it'll be the biggest thing since Barnum invented the midget. I've got Macy's, Gimbel's, and Saks to contribute floats. Everything is built around the Martian theme, see? Even the horses will have long feelers attached to them and funny-looking extra legs. It'll be sensational.
Oh, yeah, it sounds fine, only...
Only what?
Oh, Mr. Ryan, we don't even know what we're selling.
Oliver, my boy, do you think old Sid Ryan has been sitting here spending all this moolah and not putting two and two together?
You mean you know who Lushar represents?
Just by accident, understand, I have learned that Century Pictures is making a big new epic. A space opera entitled Invasion from Mars. Get it?
Oh, I begin to see.
Also, by mere coincidence, it happens to be the premiere sometime around June 1st. You follow me?
But, Mr. Ryan, Century has an exclusive contract with New Features Syndicate for all their publicity.
Suppose Century Pictures doesn't like the way New Features is handling their stuff. They want to get out of the contract, but New Features says no. So they have to get around the contract. A man named Lucia, client unknown, starts publicizing the Martian invasion. Need I go further?
Oh, I get it, Mr. Ryan. I suppose I should have thought of that.
No, Oliver, that's what I like about you. You're so innocent. Yeah, let me talk to Commissioner Patrick, please. Sid Ryan. Commish, Sid Ryan.
Oh, it's you. Well, what is it this time? If you want to drop a man off the Empire State Building into a teacup full of water, the answer is no. Also, we are not arresting any fan dancers.
You know I don't handle fan dancers. I want a permit for a parade, June 1st, Fifth Avenue. It's a Sunday. There's no traffic.
Oh, come now. Look, Ryan.
Macy's gets a permit. Gimbel's gets a permit. The American Legion gets a permit. The Sons of Aaron march every time Morton Downey sings The Wearing of the Green. Don't give me a hard time, Patrick. This is too big.
Come on.
I have the Fifth Avenue Merchants Association behind me.
Okay, Ryan. Fill out the forms. I'll pass them along to the license commissioner.
That's my boy.
Oh, by the way, what's the occasion?
Oh, don't you read the papers, Patrick? June 1st is Martian Day.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Ryan, how is the campaign going?
Like fire, Mr. Lushar, like fire. Everybody and his brother is going along with the gag. Yesterday, we distributed 50,000 Martian hats to school kids. I even arranged for Commissioner Patrick to accept a $50,000 check for the Policeman's Benevolent Fund from the man from Mars.
Excellent.
I understand Century Pictures spent over $1 million making that space opera.
I beg pardon?
Oh, come, Mr. Lucia. Sid Ryan wasn't born yesterday, you know. I know who our client is, even if you don't admit it.
You do?
Always thinking, that's me.
Well, as long as you know, let's keep it to ourselves, shall we, Mr. Ryan? As you once remarked, when these things leak out, it destroys the surprise and ruins the effectiveness of the campaign.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ron Heilman speaking to you from our portable transmitter atop the reviewing stand for the much-heralded Martian Parade on Fifth Avenue. It's a beautiful sunlit day here in New York. Perfect day for a parade. And the streets are packed with thousands of spectators, all eager to find out what this is all about. There's an air of shrill expectancy.
Come on, over here!
Okay, tell them all right.
I've just had word from Sol Brown at the Central Park Mall that the Martians have landed from big pink balloons. And while we're waiting here for the arrival of the parade, we brought some people up to our microphone to tell you their reactions to this spectacular affair. What's your name, madam?
Miss Ada Shackley.
A little louder, please.
Miss Ada Shackley.
And where are you from, Mrs. Shackley?
Columbus, Ohio.
I see.
Mama.
And I see you have your family with you. Two little curly-headed boys. Are you in New York for your vacation?
Yeah, we came for the Shriners Convention with their daddy.
Well,
Mama,
what do you think of Martian Day, Mrs. Shackley?
Well, it all seems very strange to me, but the boys have been pestering me to watch it, so we've been standing here for 2 hours. I can't make head or tail of it.
Well, neither can a lot of other people, Mrs. Shackley, but judging by the thousands...